The conductor, I remember, was impressive, possibly because I'd never seen a conductor before. But I couldn't work out how he got all that noise to synchronize simply by beating the air with a stick.
The noise was being produced by the Audley Edge Orchestral Society, and the occasion was the Society's inaugural concert on the 23rd of October 1952. The writer Alan Garner, who spent most of his childhood years in Audley Edge, was one of nearly 400 people present in the Regal Ballroom to hear the orchestra's very first performance.
I was a little to the left of centre, so I was stage right, and I could see him in profile, and he was concentrating like mad. And it was the first time that I became aware of a big problem. How does an orchestra play, and what is a conductor for? And how does he do it? Because I could see that his eyes were very important. And I could also see that some of the players were watching him and him alone, and others were watching only their music. But that, I think, was the main first strong memory I took away from it, that the conductor somehow was able to do this. It must have happened in rehearsal, and I wondered why some players were able to play without looking at the music but were watching him, and some were able to keep in time by not watching him but reading their music. It wasn't the Halley it was not, but there was that mix of talent and sophistication that I think was fairly new in the Society of Alderley Edge.